Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Behold, the New York Times, the paper of record for the dissembling demagogic Democrat Party. The first lie in the paper's assertion above a November 27th full-page editorial that the editorial board is a separate from the newsroom, which is laughable, considering how the pages and other sections of the Times are filled with an absolute anti-Trump MAGA bias. The title of the November 27th editorial no doubt is geared to gladden the hearts of the paper's multitude of anti-Trump MAGA readers. How a GOP faction enables political violence. What political violence? An obscure grassroots inquires. For the paper of a demagogic record, attention must not be paid to the summer of violence 2020 when rampaging radical left mobs caused $2 billion, if not more, in property damage and riotings across this, our homeland. Rioting that took the lives of at least 24 people directly, and we don't know how many others indirectly. For the left, office holders, media, and elsewhere, dissent is equated with extremism, and that has to be banned, extinguished, erased from the homeland, and to hell with the First Amendment. The November 27th editorial prides itself in its Iron Curtain mindset by denouncing Twitter's reinstatement of Citizen Trump as evidence of a further proliferation of denigrating and dehumanizing discourse. The Times' message, obviously, free speech is what the editorial board says it is. But if the Times falsely blamed conservative populists, what MAGA is all about, for enabling political violence, the editorial board complained, in effect, that the FBI is not as vigorous as it should be in swooping down on peaceful conservative activists, including pro-life citizens. The Times hailed a Senate report that the federal government, specifically the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, has failed to systematically track and report data on domestic terrorism. For the New York Times, FBI SWAT raids on peaceful conservatives are not worth comment, much less the failure of the Department of Homeland Security to keep the southern border secure, which is a fairly, you know, fairly basic premise for which government exists for, right? The totalitarian mindset of today's New York Times was brought home in the middle of this demagogic editorial with the praise for President Biden's dictatorial denunciation of MAGA Republicans for promoting authoritarian leaders and fanning the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the very soul of this country. See how the President of the United States falsely attacks MAGA patriots with his flame-fanning fantasy when the actual arsonists are the Antifa thugs and the other violence-prone leftists who are given license by the police defunding left to wipe out the property that is among the personal rights of the citizenry. They even have a problem with elections because the voters might elect MAGA Republicans, and so the November 27th editorial cries out that elections alone are not enough. And there The inference is very apparent. MAGA candidates must not be permitted to see public office. They shouldn't be permitted to go after public office. And accordingly, they make clear where the threat to democracy originates. Just one additional quote from the November 27th editorial to make clear that the concept of objective truth has become abhorrent to the New York Times. Two prominent Republicans who've been outspoken about right-wing extremism and baseless lies, Representatives Cheney and Kinzinger, have been driven out of office. That's the very model of a baseless lie. For one thing, Cheney and Kinzinger are Republican apostates, self-hating, if you will. If Ms. Cheney was driven from office, every incumbent who loses a primary contest is driven out of office. And as concerns Mr. Kinzinger, who decided not to seek re-election, by the topsy-turvy mindset of the New York Times, any officeholder who decides not to seek re-election is driven out of office. Huh. The New York Times should really be asked to show cause why their editorial is not a demand for limited popular government, preferably under the stranglehold of just one political party, the Democrat Party. With media like this, who needs enemies, right? the whole premise here, though, is that I don't know what the premise is. It almost seems like it's basically saying, we only believe in Democrats. Republicans should never be allowed to have anything. MAGA Republicans should never be allowed to have anything. They shouldn't be allowed to seek office. They shouldn't be allowed to have an opinion. They shouldn't be allowed to say anything. And the biggest thing here, and I mean this, I'm not trying to be provocative with this, okay? If the right decided to get violent, it would be really bad. It would be really bad for the left if the right decided to get violent. While they sit around here and talk about this and that and the other, and they're, you know, talk about political violence and everything else, you know, we saw what unchecked violence can do. But what if the right decided to go in after the people doing the violence? What if the right decided to go in after Antifa? And that's something that very rarely gets discussed. And I mean, it would not be a pretty thing. It would, you know, I know that there's a lot of Antifa who've taken up weapons and everything else. But I mean, there's a big difference between owning a weapon and knowing how to actually use a weapon and move and do the kind of things you have to do in a shooting conflict. There's actually some technique, some skill sets required to actually pull that off. And even with the skill set, you have no guarantees that you're going to survive it. So the difference is between the right and the left is that we on the right know that. We know that. And, and this is pontificating behind walls, and they should get out from behind the walls of the New York Times office buildings and go out into America and actually go out and look at some of this stuff, because most of these people that write these things are probably writing from a position of ignorance, much like the anti-gunners do. The anti-gunners get out there, and I'll talk about that later, but when they get out there, they say things that are completely ignorant about the guns they're talking about or the things they're talking about. And these guys, it's almost like they're just repeating talking points. And that's, while it's a good thing to be coordinated, with the American public, when they keep hearing the same thing from every faction out there, identical to it, that's sort of a tell. I think that's sort of a tell. And that's where maybe people might begin to wake up. I think America's beginning to wake up, and that's the biggest problem the left's going to have. It's not going to be me. It's just going to be regular people when they wake up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. government exists partially to maintain order. Order is not something they bring. Order is supplied by the people that live there. In the event that there is no order, in the event that there is no law, then government fails. Which takes us to Portland. There, the latest victim of woke leadership is a clothing store. Now, I understand that a lot of people sit out there and go, politics are everywhere. Politics is in everything. And that's actually a choice. When Disney decided to go political, they decided to pick a fight with DeSantis. Well, they lost. And Disney didn't have to pick that fight. You look at late night TV, and I mean, I haven't watched late night TV since Johnny Carson. Because Johnny Carson got out there and he purposely was apolitical. Because he did not feel like his job was to be political. He felt like his job was to be entertaining and amusing. To which he was the superlative. And, you know, politics doesn't have to be everywhere. Unfortunately, sometimes, even though you may not have politics involved in it, because of politics around you, you may find yourself driven out of business. Which brings us back to this clothing store. Portland, Oregon Clothing Shop has permanently shut down this month after facing a string of break-ins that left the store financially gutted, according to a note posted to the front of the store. And the note read, "Our city is in peril. Small businesses and large cannot sustain doing business in our city's current state. We have no protection or recourse against the criminal behavior that goes unpunished. Do not be fooled into thinking that insurance companies cover losses. We have sustained 15 break-ins. We have not received any financial reimbursement since the 3rd. Store's owner, Mary Landolfo, said that after 15 break-ins over the last year and a half, a business can't survive the financial burdens of the crimes of cost to shop. The problem is, as small businesses, we cannot sustain those types of losses and stay in business. I won't even go into the numbers of how much has been out of pocket. The products that are being targeted are the very expensive winter products, and I just felt like the minute I get those in the store, they're going to be stolen." So, you know, I guess there's something we could say regarding this. We could say that if you elect a woke government, you're going to get broke. Elect woke and your business will go broke. I don't know who this business owner voted for, but too many in her city reelected the people who allow criminals to run free. Where are the police? Well, there's probably not enough of them as more blue cities face recruitment issues. Where's the local government? Probably attending a social justice seminar this weekend. Where's the governor? She's been missing during the whole chaotic situation. So, Portland moves on, and more Oregonians want to join Greater Idaho. Can't blame them there. Going to another blue area. Last year, as riots and anarchy and looting erupted on the streets of Minneapolis in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, city saw its homicide rate skyrocket from 48 in 2019 to 84 last year, which is 20, you know. So things haven't improved in Minneapolis this year, and the city could end up seeing the most murders in its history, surpassing the 97 homicides recorded in 1995. Now, if not for the grisly news reports, many residents in Minneapolis may not have noticed the violence, because it all is coming from 90% of it is coming from 5 neighborhood clusters. Near North, Camden, Powderhorn, Phillips, and Central. An analysis of gunfire incidents by census blocks further reveal how specific locations are driving up the citywide numbers, which is sort of a micro look, if you will, at the way things work in these, well, in the United States today, where all the violence is going up. A lot of it's happening in very small localized areas. Star Tribune interviewed dozens of people who live and work in these areas, which by and large are more ethnically and racially diverse, younger and lower income. Kia Banks, 42, said it's never been like this. She works in an assisted living home in the Falwell neighborhood where shootings are up about 140%. Her clients love their community but feel unsafe walking outside in the afternoon. She said, I don't like to stay after dark and be driving around at night. I'm afraid of that. A block away, a mother selling her house, fearing her kids could be the next to get caught up in a hail of stray bullets. The woman, who did not want to be identified, said, I just keep my kids away from windows and mainly I sit on my floor because just in case I don't want to be hit or have my kids hit. And she feared that her name appearing in the article would make her a target. What's happening in these neighborhoods is a tragedy, but it's also a lesson. For those who insist that the way to improve public safety is by casting a wide net of gun control laws over legal gun owners in the hopes of ensnaring some criminals as well. 5 miles south in the Loring Park neighborhood, Kim Valentini has started locking the doors to her store even when it's open. Valentini's my age, 60. She's lived in the area for about 30 years. She's seen it grow into a beautiful center of the city. A mix of new apartments and the one built a century ago have made it one of Minneapolis's more dense and most eclectic neighborhoods. And that's why she chose Loring Park to open the retail arm of her charity, which provides oral surgeries for impoverished kids around the world. And then 19 months ago, the neighborhood abruptly changed. Her business has been burglarized 5 times. Her car's been stolen 2x. Her family wakes to gunshots in the night. Gunfire reports in the neighborhood are up almost 400% through August compared with pre-pandemic averages, and the neighborhood's first homicides in years have put the small community on edge. Shots fired in the neighboring Stevens Square, Loring Heights, are up about 200% from average. Adjacent Lowry Hill and Lowry Hill East, part of the Calhoun Isle cluster, jumped from a combined average of 9 gunshot reports through August each year to more than 60. Violent crime is up in all 4 neighborhoods. Valentini believes police want to help, but they're stretched too thin. And at the same time, violent crime is rising. Police data shows arrests for these offenses dropped by around 1/3 this year. That's because the police aren't there when this happens. You can't make an arrest when you don't find the criminal. These are 2 cities where gun control is a big deal when it actually does nothing, and they're finding this out. And they have severely curtailed law enforcement. Blue cities. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is working to address the water problem in Jackson, Mississippi. The DOJ filed a federal complaint against the city, alleging it failed to provide reliable drinking water to residents. A water system failure in August left 160,000 people without running water for over a week. House Democrats picked New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries to lead the party next year. The New York congressman becomes the first black man to lead a major political party in Congress. Jeffries says Democrats will continue to work for the middle class.
We work to advance the ball for everyday Americans and get stuff done, because that's what Democrats do.
Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 737 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Tennessee intrigues me. You know, Nikki, who was on the show earlier, she lives in Tennessee. I have a few friends that live in Tennessee. I was asking some people where I might consider moving, and Tennessee came up. But Tennessee, all of the big cities in Tennessee, there are little blue specks in a sea of ruby red conservatism, like Shelby County. That's a speck of blue. One of just four counties to vote for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jason Martin, who managed to pull in 33% of the vote statewide, but won Shelby County 54.2 to 43.2 over incumbent Bill Lee. This is where Memphis is. And Memphis area lawmakers know they have no chance of enacting any new gun control legislation in the Republican-dominated state house. But they're going to make a request of the GOP, and they hope they'll throw them a bone when the 2023 session gets underway by exempting the county from the state's permitless carry law. Now, there's no doubt that violent crime is a serious problem in Memphis. City saw a record number of homicides last year, and this year the grim statistics have only marginally improved. Democrats are saying that the state's permitless carry law, which went into effect in 2021, has fueled the violence in cities like Memphis and Nashville, and say those cities and their surrounding counties should be able to opt out of the law and require licenses, which is stupidity. The law-abiding citizens who don't have permits that are carrying guns aren't causing crime. And there is no reason, criminals are going to carry guns anyway. They're not going to go after any, they'll be like, I don't need no stinking permit. I am a criminal. Senator London Lamar, a Democrat representing, a Democrat representing District 33 in Memphis, is getting ready to make a big ask of her fellow state lawmakers. She filed Senate Bill 0010, which requires a person to obtain an enhanced or concealed handgun permit to carry a handgun in certain counties, and those counties are Davidson and Shelby. Why don't we just ask to see if maybe the letter Q could be stricken from the English language or something? I don't know. She said, "While I know this will be an uphill battle, right now we're still dealing with crime in our city. We need to make sure we're holding folks accountable who shouldn't have guns, and people who can have guns can get them through the appropriate permitting process," which is also a stupid thing. The biggest flaw in her argument: while 2021 did see a record number of murders in Memphis, the same was true in 2020, before the permitless carry law took effect. There was a slight bump from 333 in 2020 to 346 in 2021, but the problem goes much deeper than the state's concealed carry laws. In fact, earlier this month, The Atlantic had a feature on why it's been so difficult to bring down the crime rate in the city, not just over the past couple of years, but for decades. Spent a lot of time about, talking about and criticizing policing in the city, and what the authors found suggests that a change in tactics would be a much better option than carving Shelby County out of the state's permitless carry law. Even with a smaller force than its leaders would like, Memphis will spend 38% of its 2023 budget, almost $276 million, on policing and public safety. That's among the highest rates for cities of its size. And by a different metric, spending on police per resident, Memphis rates are closer to the middle among big cities. Now, what does this sound like to you? Doesn't that sound like education, where education begins to fail? Where they're out there, "Oh, we're spending so much per student." Well, okay, well, on what? For example, Atlanta spends 32% of its annual budget on policing in 2023, Louisville 24%, Nashville 20%. All three of those cities also saw significantly less violent crime and fewer murders per 100,000 residents in 2020 than Memphis, while deploying fewer officers relative to the population. Some cities spend more. Charlotte spends 40%. But also saw around a third of Memphis's murder and violent crime rates. Ugh. So these examples show that with careful strategy and spending, you can achieve reductions in crime. This also comes to, you know, how do you deploy your people? Where are you putting them? You know, hotspot policing, where you concentrate officers in particular areas, that can drive crime down, at least in those immediate areas and sometimes more broadly. But we know, based on what we see from these blue cities, right? I just talked about Minneapolis. I just talked about Portland. That cities, individual cities, can drive national statistics through the roof. A recent study found that increases in the size of a big city police department are correlated with declining homicide rates, though the effect in southern cities with large black populations like Memphis might be smaller. I don't know where that comes from. The downside is that larger police forces tend to also make larger numbers of petty arrests. In a separate study, they found that the size of a city's police budget and the size of its police force both strongly predicted how many arrests its officers made for things like loitering, trespassing, and drug possession. And that, in practice, that means more black men moving through the criminal justice system. That's drugs, for the most part. In Shelby County, that would mean more black men going to court and jail simply possessing a firearm without a license, something that wouldn't be a crime at all in Tennessee's other 94 counties. And this is why that should not be allowed to pass. If it is legal to carry a gun in Tennessee without a permit, it should be legal in all of Tennessee to do that. They should not get out there and do these little East German things where they get out there and create these little borders where things suddenly change. This proposal isn't even a legislative band-aid. It's a placebo pill to treat a gaping chest wound. You got a record number of Memphis residents who are being murdered, and the solution is to put a new misdemeanor criminal offense in place, one that mirrors a misdemeanor that was on the books when the city saw 333 homicides just 2 years ago. This proposal is basically telling the law-abiding of Memphis that they are the problem. And, you know, I'd be insulted. And the implication that they think that the constituents are moronic enough to believe this would do any good, that would be even more insulting. Because here's the deal. Law-abiding people, I know based upon the criminal codes out there now that they say, well, you know, every day everybody commits 8 felonies. And that may very well be. But there is a difference between some crime that says, okay, don't spit on the sidewalk, don't chew gum on the elevator, that kind of thing. Yeah, I probably break those two. But there's a big difference between that and murdering people. And when you get out there and you say, well, the problem with the murders going on here in our little city here of Memphis is that we have constitutional carry where anybody that is law-abiding can carry a gun if they can buy a gun. What? What I need to know is in this city, and I don't know, first off, do they have a Sorosian DA? Second, what is their clearance rate on murder? Third, what is their clearance rate on violent crime when they get out there and they actually prosecute somebody? Fourth, do they have a revolving door in place? Are you going after the gangs? What's driving the numbers? Who are the most, are these all located in a certain locale in Memphis? In a certain little area, a certain neighborhood? Are we looking at these kind of things? We're not. I don't know if we, but instead we get this. Let's just not have constitutional carry in Memphis. What a splendid idea. That is just, you know, I'm sure that'll fix everything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. I lived in Europe for 3 years in the 80s. And I was in West Germany. And at the time, West Germany was the joint. I mean, that was, if you were going to be stationed somewhere overseas, this was the place to go if you were, unless you were a single man, where South Korea was a good place to go to. But one thing I knew is that, and I knew it then, I know it now, the United States is very different from Europe. Vast gulfs between us, even if we are generally high-income nations. In fact, that one similarity is rather superficial compared to the significant differences between even us and the United Kingdom, which we broke off from nearly 250 years ago. And for David Brooks of the New York Times, as we go back to the New York Times, well, those differences just don't exist, save for one. Gun control. And on that, we should totally be more like Europe. Now, you find out exactly how brave David is here, because while he discusses red flag laws and enacting more strict gun control policies, this is simping to the government. This is government simping. He would be willing to give up some personal freedoms for what he hopes would be a more safe society. He was on PBS's NewsHour. He says, that would take a gigantic culture shift in this country, a revamping of the way we think about privacy, a revamping of the way we think about the role government plays in protecting the common good. I think it would be something. I think it would be good not only to head off shootings, but good to live in a society where we cared more intimately about each other. And I would be willing to give up certain privacies for that to happen. But for many Americans, that would just be a massive cultural shift to regard our community and regard our common good in, more frankly, a European style. I think it would benefit our society in a whole range of areas, but it's hard to see that kind of culture change it to a society that's been pretty individualistic for a long, long time. So with this, what he's basically saying is, one, we're stupid, we're too dumb to understand what's for our own good, and that somehow Europe is superior to the United States. Now, I'm more biased in favor of the United States. I have seen other cultures. I've been in them, stood on their turf, if you will. And it always annoys me anytime I see an American try to say we should be more like Europe. First, most people here don't understand Europe all that much in the first place. And let's remember that Europe is a continent and has a broad range of history and ideas. Here in the United States, when we go from state to state, we all speak the same language. In a lot of cases, we have the same kind of laws and everything else. In Europe, it's a completely different thing. Every time you cross that imaginary line, you're going into a different culture. This Europe that he talks about, people caring more intimately about each other, also was the location of an attempted genocide in the Balkans not that long ago. And, yeah, I guess that's some weapon-grade caring, right? But what about gun control itself? Because, after all, Europe doesn't have the problem with mass shootings and violent crime we do, so maybe there's something to the idea. And that would be wonderful, were it not for a few facts, including the fact that even removing the guns, the American homicide rate would still be higher than Europe's. And you might, you know, why is that, you might ask. Well, it's hard to say, in part because the research into homicides generally is too focused on the weapon used in an effort to also push gun control, that they never really figure out what causes violent crime in the first place. I do know that England has more violent crime than we do. And they have fewer guns. The same four categories that we look at, they have more violent crime. But there's a lot of factors that may play a role. Income and education and various cultural issues are all leading candidates for driving forces behind violent crime. Though I suspect there's a combination of all of them at work. And if we didn't have guns, the drug gangs would still exist. They just use knives. Crime would still exist. Crime doesn't go away because there's no guns. Crime has nothing to do with guns. It's a tool. And regardless, Europe has a different set of issues than the United States. They're also generally not bordered by a near-failed state like Mexico that seemingly enjoys serving us a pipeline of drugs and other illicit goods. The truth is that while Brooks can pine away wishing that we were more like Europe, the reality is that even we all wanted that to happen, it couldn't, so he should probably just get used to being disappointed. Finally, as we before we go away, the other day, Elon Musk, he's an interesting guy. He actually seems to believe in people's rights, for one thing, and is more than willing to allow people the latitude to say what they want on what is now his platform. And that means maybe the gun stuff won't be as taboo as it always has been in the past. But he's engaging in a bit of trolling, and it's hilarious. His latest was a picture of his nightstand that has had people freaking out. And all this news and exposure have made him one of the most influential people on the planet. He arouses passions on all sides, sort of like Trump. And it is in this context that the billionaire just revealed his bedside by posting a photo on Twitter where he often shares his opinions and projects and desires and feelings with his millions of fans. And in the photo, he appears to be keeping a gun next to his bed. It's just simply titled, My Bedside Table. Now, in this, we have a 3/4 empty bottle of water, 4 open Coke cans, a picture of Washington crossing the Potomac, which is actually the top lid part of a flintlock pistol that is apparently not operational, and a very strange-looking revolver that doesn't, almost a science fiction revolver, that doesn't have a trigger. It reminds me of a revolver I saw in an anime called Cyber City Oeda. So that's also an inoperable. So it's just 2 inoperable guns. So why are they up in arms about this? It doesn't even have a trigger. It's a prompt from a video game, as it turns out. But we see these unhinged responses to the fake gun. And a lot of the usual suspects are freaking out, like Chris Brown, president, BradyUnited.org. It's disturbing to see at Elon Musk using his platform to model irresponsible firearm practices. 8 kids a day are unintentionally injured or killed with an improperly stored firearm. As a parent, you should focus on sharing safe firearm storage methods. Hashtag at End Family Fire. Tim Fullerton on Twitter. You leave a gun unlocked next to your bed with several young children around? Fred Gutenberg. My daughter was killed because of gun violence. Every day across America, children are killed because of irresponsible adults who do not lock up guns. Seriously. At Elon Musk, WTF is wrong with you? Is there a mental health concern? Are you now using your $44 billion to incite violence? David Rothschild. Anyone who glorifies leaving unsecured guns around the house is part of a uniquely American problem that kills 100-plus people per day and is the leading cause of the death of children. And then he shows a little stat where it shows children ages 1 to 19. And the 5.6 per 100,000. Some of these might be valid if it were a real firearm, but it's not, and it shouldn't take a gun person or a video gamer to be able to tell what it is. This is what I say. Most of the time, these guys, when they're talking about stuff, they don't know what they're talking about because it doesn't even have a trigger. The flintlock is a non-functioning firearm. No one is at risk because of the guns in that photo. They're no more at risk from the guns in the photo than they are from the Coke cans. But it illustrates a very important point, and I don't think Musk meant to make it, but it happened anyway. It illustrates just how little these anti-gun jihadists actually understand guns in the first place. They did a quick Google search to get some statistics. Then they became an expert because they saw those stats and quoted them to you. And in actuality, they're just an activist, and they're an ignorant activist at that. A gun has to have a trigger to be operational, you dolt. Yet the press echoes what they say. Echoes what they say. Anyway, back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.